Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. It's the Elkhorn Public Library Director, Alyssa LeCann, with us here this morning. How are you, Alyssa?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Are things getting back to, kind of normal at the Elkhorn Public Library?
We are trying. We are going forward with Tivoli Fest, and we are working on our summer programming as well. And so we are trying to get back to some sort of normal, yes, soon.
Well, very good. Well, we're excited about that. Also, though, kind of excited about this Lego building contest that you've got going on in conjunction with Tivoli Fest coming up later this month. How did this come about?
I've been at the library 7 years, and it was going on before I started. So this has been something that we've been doing for a long time.
And has it been successful?
Yes. Yes, we always get some great entries every year, and it's always different.
Why Legos? How does that work out? Why is that so popular?
Well, Legos are from Denmark, so it just fits for Tivoli Fest to introduce a toy that works with our library that's from Denmark every year.
Okay, very good. Well, talk a little bit about this Lego building contest. What are the particulars that folks need to know?
Okay, so it's for all ages, so anybody can participate. And you can work on something alone, or you can have a team of two, and that's acceptable. And we also do two categories. You can enter something that's a freestyle creation, or you can enter a kit if you'd rather. And you can enter one in each category. So you can have two entries if you'd like, as long as they're each in two separate categories.
Okay. Do you get a lot of teams that participate?
A few, yes. There's some kiddos that like to work together on a creation, which is fun to see.
Okay, very good. What's the in the time you've been there? What are some of the wackiest things you've seen people build out of Legos?
I wouldn't say it's wacky. They're pretty amazing. We have a man that lives in town in his early 20s, and he is a Star Wars collector, and so he has some really cool Star Wars kits that he enters, and he usually brings them in just for display so people can come in and see these different pieces that you might not get to see all the time. But we do have a Tivoli theme each year, and some people try to stick to the Tivoli theme too. This year's a little bit tricky, though. The theme is Tivoli Fest Lite, L-I-T-E, so not sure how that's going to work.
Well, they can be creative. That's what Legos are for.
Right.
I notice on the flyers here, too, it says that if you don't have Legos at home, and some folks don't, they can still participate, right?
Yes. We have a couple drawerfuls of Legos here with some building blocks, and they can come in here anytime the library is open and work on their Lego piece. And if they don't finish, we will set it aside for them to come back later and work on it a little bit. We do have kids that come down after school and work on it here and there just to get it turned in time.
Sure. Well, I know with Legos, there are all kinds of options there, too. You can include things that move and all kinds of different things, swivel and twist and turn. And do you get a little bit of those things once in a while?
Yes, we do. I don't know if we've ever had anything that had motors, but there have been a lot of entries with people, like all the little Lego figurines, which is fun to see.
Uh-huh. And in some cases, I'm sure folks spend a lot of time on these.
Yes.
And, of course, that probably if they're doing it at home. If they're doing it at the library, you're kind of confined to library hours, so you kind of got to work through that, too. But you can spend some good time with that and enjoy. Now, how is this? Are they working on these projects right now?
I know that there's kids working on home. I haven't had any kids come into the library yet to start, but they do need to be brought into the library starting Wednesday, May 19th through Thursday, May 27th is the last day that we can take the entries.
Okay. So those will be brought in during that time frame. And then what happens?
So we will set them up on Friday afternoon, and nobody will get to see them. We'll put them all on display in our new programming room, so there's lots of room to spread everything out. And we will have a judge come in and award winners in different categories.
Okay, now I know we've kind of gotten used to things like social distancing in this last year. To be safe and make sure nothing happens, do we have Lego distancing?
well, we are going to do the social distancing in the back room, yes. We have a an entry that comes in and then an exit that goes out so we can keep the traffic flow safe. And we do require masks in our library at this time as well.
Sure, sure. Well, of course, we also don't want anything to happen to any of these creations during the time, too. So enjoy, but, you know, keep moving.
Right. We do have, we usually have a volunteer kind of explaining things about the Legos if anybody has any questions, and just to make sure. It's hard not to touch them because sometimes they're really neat and the kids want to touch. So we do have a volunteer that helps out with that.
Yeah. Well, we want to make sure everybody gets a decent chance to see their creations there now. Now, right. So I see that there'll be some prizes and things too. So how is this judged?
Well, we usually see what we have entered first, and then we come up with some different categories. And of course, we do different age groups as well. And the winners in each of those age group and categories get a Tivoli Fest souvenir t-shirt.
Oh, awesome. Well, now, last year, I know Tivoli Fest was not a go because of the circumstances and things. So has it been 2 years since the last Lego contest?
Correct.
Okay. So yeah. We're looking for some real creative ideas this time. We're expecting big things.
Yes, hopefully they've been thinking about it for 2 years now.
All right. So, and you mentioned the one gentleman in town. Do you get a lot of folks that repeat year after year that put things together?
We have people that look forward to it every year, yes. There are several people and kids that come in and ask about it and when they can start to bring things in because they have been working on kits at home.
Sure. Well, very good. Well, I hope they get a chance to get a lot of those put together and enjoy some of those. Folks in town get a chance to enjoy some of those, the folks that visit during Tivoli Fest. The library, are you pretty involved in Tivoli Fest outside of the Lego project?
Yes, so we always have children's activities every year as well. We are really hoping for good weather this year because we have a lot of really fun outdoor games that we're going to set up. We have a giant Jenga, giant bowling, a giant checkers game, and we're going to try to do some mini golf and sidewalk chalk and maybe even set up a big giant Candyland game that the kids can actually walk on the board outside.
Oh, very good. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun for the youngsters.
Well,
I have to ask you then, too, because this is a project that's, I assume, largely promoted there in the Danish villages, but if someone from another community wanted to bring their Lego creation in, is that okay?
Oh, yes. We do have that happen from time to time. And we do have a little slip of paper that they can fill out with all their contact information so we can make sure that they get their Legos picked up safe and sound, yes.
All right, very good. So anybody who would like to participate can certainly do that. All it really takes is, well, a Lego set and some time and creativity.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's go through those nuts and bolts again. Tell them what they need to know and what those deadlines are.
Okay, so it's for all ages, and there are two groups. You can either enter in freestyle or a kit, and they need to be brought in beginning Wednesday, May 19th, and the last day to accept them is Thursday, May 27th.
All right, and those will be on display at the library starting on Saturday, May 29th during Tivoli Fest, so you'll get a chance to enjoy and see some of that creativity boiling over there during Tivoli Fest. Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, Alyssa, thank you so much for the time here this morning and helping to coordinate some of these events and make that event a good time.
Yes, thank you for contacting us.